Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
Time now is 7 after the hour. I'm in a very interesting place. I find myself today not interested in analysis paralysis. I have absolutely no interest or any intention of taking you and the time we spend together down some road that says, well, this is where who didn't, and blah, fooey on that. I'm interested in us putting together the pieces of what we have to work with. Now, do I feel good about the results of the election? Yes, I do. Does Kara feel good? No. Does Victoria feel good? No. Some of you feel good, some of you don't. I don't feel good because Trump won. I feel good because there is change. I would have felt good if Hillary Clinton won, because I would have wanted to give her a chance, as I want to give Donald Trump a chance, to see what they can do. I was okay with Barack Obama winning, even though I didn't vote for him. I felt okay about it when he was elected the first time. When he was elected the second time, I felt miserable about it because I thought he was a lousy president in the first 4 years, and I thought he was worse in the next 4 years. But that's me. There are a lot of people who thought he was swell. He did a super job. Good, that's what makes a horse race. Everybody has a different point of view. We express ourselves respectfully, and we listen, and maybe some of the things that we say to each other changes our mind about some things. I didn't find that Trump's arguments swayed me as much as sort of the facts or some of the things that he put forth in his plans, if he could sort of ferret through all of the garbage and get to the plans of either one of them. But I'm happy because we have a chance to turn over a new page, a new leaf to a new chapter of America. And I think if we are all smart, we will do that. Let's hope we are, because we're all the beneficiaries of it if we do. If you don't, you want to stick on the old stuff, good luck to you. Not where I'm going to be and not where I'm going. I did find it interesting, though, Victoria, this study published by researchers that have nosed around in the political leanings of bosses and how that has a dramatic effect on the way people who work for, like, for example, I guess I'm the boss. I don't guess I am the boss here. But how I voted didn't seem to have much impact on how you voted. And that's a good thing. But apparently around the country, when the head of a company opens up and spends money on a campaign, people down the food chain tend to follow suit. So is that because they're intimidated by a company's boss? If he says, I'm going to vote and support candidate X, do you feel obligated to go down that same road because you want to make sure your boss knows you're on board?
Well, this is interesting to me because you may not have necessarily changed our votes, but I do think that working with people who have, and we're kind of in a unique situation here because we're talking about issues all day.
All the time.
And so you're really getting to hear people's opinions on things and getting to hear the reasoning behind it. So I do think that working with you and working with Jen and working with Rich has influenced how I feel about certain things that I either didn't have opinions about before or I felt different ways about before. And it's just because you're hearing people that you actually care about, you're hearing their opinions on things. And so it becomes more pertinent that you actually listen to what they're saying instead of, you know, if a stranger had a different opinion, you might not really listen. So I do think it's true to a certain extent, although I don't know why your boss would change your voting preference.
Well,
you might feel that you might get fired if you say something again.
Right,
just sad.
Yeah.
Well,
but what you just said is very important. I think that's well put, Kara. the way that we all work together and function together is that we listen to each other and we learn from one another. And I would tell you, Rich McFadden is probably the premier example. He is a completely different person now than he was when we first started working together 20 years ago. And he credits me for exposing him to things that he never would have thought twice about. And I likewise would credit him. I would credit, we'd have to be dolts not to be affected by, you affect me, Kara, and what you say and what you think has impact on me and what I talk about, as Victoria has a very important role to play here, not only to discuss the issues with the people that are listening, but I listen as well. Do I always agree? Nope. Do I always listen? Yes. Well, maybe 95% of the time. Sometimes I'm doing something else.
Nice.
But Jennifer would tell you the same thing. Jennifer is, by the way, those of you wondering where the J is in the DJV experience, she's been up all night. And this whole thing, she does a Los Angeles morning program. She does this program. And they held a rally. These nutbirds, all night long, they had a rally to celebrate, or they were anticipating. They would have shut down, and she probably would have been here had Mrs. Clinton won. But because Trump won, and this is a sort of partisan radio station, they had a big to-do all night long. So that's what she's doing, or what is left of what she's doing. The point here is that we all influence one another, and that's the best of all possible worlds. If you can be open to the worst thing about your life is when you stop learning and stop. If you stop listening, you're going to stop learning. There isn't one thing that's expressed by people that I listen to that doesn't impact me. I may not agree with it, but it is something that I think we all learn, hopefully, from the juices of other people. I found it really interesting when I was talking. I said earlier I had been on the air yesterday with James Whale, who's the number one talk radio person in England. He called me and I went on with him for 12, 14 minutes talking about the election and a bunch of other stuff, including the fact that I didn't call him when I was in England last week to come visit with him. He said something that I've seen a couple of times since then about the Brexit thing has been the most important political thing in England for years, as this election was really a very important thing for us and maybe the most important thing that's happened for a number of years here in our country. And he said that the problems that they're having in Britain and all over Europe, the exit from the European Union has caused serious problems. For example, the chocolate maker Toblerone is using less chocolate now in their candy bars that are only for Britain. The Toblerone that you buy in the store here or that you buy elsewhere in Europe is the same quality it always has been. But now...
Well, that's going to change, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that will change. But they first changed what they made and gave to the Brits.
Yeah.
So...
They're blaming Brexit.
Yeah. That's what they are. They are blaming Brexit for candy bars that aren't going to be as good now as they used to be. So you think we have trouble here? Can you imagine? Wow.
All right.
Toblerone is my favorite candy bar of all time.
Yeah, it's a great candy
so
bar.
So delicious.
I like the Mars bars they have in England, though, are better than the Mars bar. They all come from the same, it's M&M Mars Company, Mars Candy. But they make them differently. They taste different.
It tastes different, yeah.
And I bought three or four and brought them home with me. In fact, Meredith bought me a whole bag of Three Musketeers because she knows that I like them. But they aren't going to be as good as they used to be because not have as much chocolate because they're going to get them. The UK is going to be got by the rest of the European Union, so they think. And this is how they're going to get them. One of the many ways they're going to get them. 15 past the hour. I'm going to get you some help right now in the form of feeling better. We all feel, no matter which side of the panel we're on, we all feel kind of weird. You know what? It's just everybody feels weird. I think you feel weird, ladies. I feel weird.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can give you some energy, some juice. The benefits of using the products from the folks that make Super Beats and Neo 40. Wow. This is super stuff. Super food. Super beats. They're beets, non-GMO beets that are grown specifically for this purpose. They're cooked, They're dried, they're powdered, and they put them in a canister or in a little capsule, and you take them, and you get more energy and stamina because the nitric oxide in the beets opens up your arteries so the blood gets through your system to your muscles, to your brain, to every single bit of your body. Healthy circulation improved 100-fold. Healthy blood pressure, energy, stamina, cardio health. All these are clear benefits from the formula used that gives you nitric oxide in Neo 40 and Super Beats. 800-655-4183. You'll just love the results. I don't work out without my Super Beats. I think that you'll find if you are on a workout routine that you can use them, give you extra energy, give you a little extra pump, and that 30-day supply is really kind of a nice enhancement as well. This is no longer a secret. Super Beats works three times faster to give you the results you can feel with the blood flow getting through your body and making everything healthier in that body that you want to love and protect. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this we're from?
My name's John. I'm from Marshalltown, Iowa.
John should know a little about Sturgis after all.
My 34th year. More crowded.
Crazy days.
The wildest thing I remember is when they had a knife and a gunfight in Gunner's Lounge in 1990.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minutes. Iowa John on the Old Sturgis.
Well, it was nice. In the first year, there was 33,000 people here. You didn't have to put up with the crowds. You know, it wasn't a mess. Things were cheaper. Town was friendlier. Things weren't as high priced. The cops were a lot more lenient. The good old days, as they say. Camping down in the city park, the free shows, you know.
Gunfight.
The wildest thing I remember is when they had a knife and a gunfight in Gunner's Lounge in 1990. Banditos, outlaws, angels. That's not the good old days.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green.
Harrison with you. With climbing power rates and environmental sensitivity, Chicagoan John B. now makes his own electricity, saving himself over 75% on utilities. He says recent nuclear power mishaps were the reason.
It's crazy to say that it's safe. I mean, you have to protect this stuff and keep it out of the environment and any biological system for 50,000 years. 50,000 years! Don't tell me it's safe. That's just a lie. An absolute lie.
Nuke plants, he says, got permission to overbuild because they promised electricity too cheap to meter.
Show me anybody in this country who is getting their power from a nuke that is paying less than they were before.
His solution?
I produce about 30 to 50% of what I need from solar panels and one small wind generator on the roof.
This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When the death of a loved one hits a family, should the child attend the funeral? Question I get all the time. Here's the developmental science of it. Parents, of course, want to shelter their children from sad events, but it's considered appropriate for children to be included in a family ceremony, which allows the child to say goodbye to a person who is important to them. Now, it's very important to prepare the child in advance, telling them as specifically as possible what to expect. Now, if there's a cemetery service where a bystander is watching interment, as you know, this can be traumatic for children under 7 years of age. What's the cheap psychological trick? No doubt about it. Children need to say their goodbyes at a funeral, but only if the parents serve as a cushion for their sadness. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.